Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 13th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please just open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the show for today. Well, the title of the show is How to Cope with the Media, because I spend about half the show giving you some advice on really how to deal with the awful, putrid nonsense you are subjected to on a daily basis by the loathsome media. I'm going to take you through the ways in which they inject propaganda into you oh so subtly. So that's going to take up a lot of the show today, rather exceptionally, actually, as it happens to be. Then I am going to talk about what America needs to do next in order to survive as an entity in the world stage. The country must be restored to a proper role in the world. What it's doing right now doesn't work. It doesn't work for it, and it doesn't work for the rest of the world. You know, the US government has spent more than $4.7 trillion waging its endless wars trying to bring people around to its way of thinking. It's an expensive hobby, and the American taxpayer isn't going to stand for it that much longer. You know, the government isn't making the world any safer. The US is actually making the world more dangerous with all its trillions of dollars. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the growing vacancies in the shopping malls. Many operators are now braced for store closures, Pier 1 imports that we used to frequent frequently when I lived in the States, warned about a substantial doubt, as it calls it, about its ability to continue. So that's rather a shock. And then we will talk about the bad news Boeing installment. Very short today, but very sweet. Then I have a little anecdote just to show really that Trump is a patriot, however much you may disagree with his policies and his manner. The man is really on the side of the United States, so the deep state is in a big heap of trouble. Then I'll talk for a few minutes about the future of the military. the poor US can no longer even threaten a long list of countries. Russia's latest missiles cannot be intercepted using any current or planned missile defense systems. I think that NATO will shortly come apart. The problem with America is that it behaves like a cornered animal. It knows it cannot win, and that makes it very dangerous. All right, so we had a few minutes left at the end of the show, so I gave you a bonus, a Boeing bad news bonus. So that'll come as a adjunct to your weekly diet of Boeing horror. And that's it for the day. And if, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, you would like to request the shows, I will, as I said, gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and really important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any of the shows from the Podbean archive. Select any 3 of them. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because most of them deal in some way or another with current events. So current events being fresh in your mind, you'll have a better chance of assessing how you think I deal with them. So let me conclude, ladies and gentlemen, with my contact information. My email, which you will need for the purpose of requesting the shows, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, that's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1, rwlmartin1@aol.com, which is also, by the way, to be found at the top of my Podbean page. So if you don't write it down now, you will find it there. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook really has information which is a little too short for the show, but nevertheless important, and I think you should know about it. And it is actually free, so it doesn't come as part of the show itself, but do go to it and consult it, and the Twitter page from time to time. The Twitter page is the one-liners that I come up with, hopefully of some amusement or interest value. So my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call is all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call, my initials for Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. And that's it, therefore, for today. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, back with you again on Friday. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.